It was testimony from Vincent Schiraldi, the director of Youth Rehabilitation Services for the District of Columbia, that appears to have convinced a state legislative committee it's time to consider dismantling the state's large juvenile reformatories. Schiraldi told the committee that keeping 17-year-olds in the juvenile system will work if they're housed in small group homes like those pioneered by the state of Missouri. He said a key component of the small group home approach is that youth are treated as youth instead of treating them as potential adult criminals.
If you lock up a teenager with murderers, rapists, and robbers, he's going to pretty much know what he wants to be when he grows up.
Schiraldi also told the committee the small group home approach to managing juvenile offenders won't work unless the state partners with community organizations to steer youthful offenders away from crime once they're released.
They're going back home. Most of them go right back where they came from, and if we're not figuring out strategies to help them make it in the real world where they're really going to live, then we're not doing our job.
The committee agreed to ask the legislature to approve pilot projects for small group homes in Brown, Dane, and Milwaukee counties to begin operating in the year 2011. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.